Shalom.
Hello. The topic of our lesson today is From the Bottom of the Ladder to Eternal Dvekut. You're welcome to enter our website, and there you can find the sources that we will be studying in the lesson and also send us questions. Selected questions about the topics we're studying in the lesson will be asked here. And again, our topic is From the Bottom of the Ladder to Eternal Dvekut.
Within the framework of this subject, we want to scrutinize the conditions which we need to take on ourselves and meet in order to come to the first point of adhesion. Our entire spiritual path divides into two parts. The first part is where we don't exactly know what exactly is being spoken of, but we make the preparations which the Kabbalists suggest. We organize the society, we connect into tents, we study. We make an effort to develop our vessels of emotion and mind towards all sorts of discernments, emotional and intellectual, but of course, we're not in it yet. But the main part, the second part of the path, begins with us being able to arrange ourselves as the vessel that we learn about. The vessel is called Ratzon, the will. And that will can perform a restriction over itself so as to not receive from the host whatever is pleasant, but rather to be above pleasantness, corporeal pleasantness, corporeal understanding, meaning in the will to receive, in short, and to carry out actions which are truly above the mind and above the sentiment, those of bestowal and giving. As we learn regarding the spiritual vessel, which has a viewed coarseness, and it achieves a restriction over the coarseness, meaning it doesn't want to receive anything that it feels is only for its own benefit. Rather, he only directs himself towards others, whatever is outside of him, the Creator, or more correctly, to others, because the Creator is yet concealed, and others, people, are revealed. And in that also there are limitations, not just other people, but specifically the group, and not every corporeal matter, but only according to what we're doing here together in a special state, a special period in time, where we don't have to exactly, well, we don't have to worry about each person, each friend having bread and water. The necessities, the bare necessities everyone has. And so, to care only about spiritual support, both for oneself and for others. And that is required. Meaning, not regarding the whole world, and the group, and not even the things that the group finds necessary, but rather only towards spiritual advancement, to establish ourselves on the spiritual path. And so our work around that formation of the spiritual partsuf is to make it so that of each one Rosh Toch Sof is made, and then they connect all together into the true Rosh Toch Sof, which is the spiritual vessel, and that's what is ahead of us. So we find ourselves in a state of building, constructing the spiritual patsuf, meaning how else, in what ways can we discover more thoughts and desires so that we'll be above them in mind and heart and establish ourselves in a form, in such a manner where we have the spiritual patsuf, meaning that we perform restriction over the tzon, over the will and the thought for oneself, and only orient ourselves with the benefit of the host in mind, which for now is the society, later on will be the creator, and to develop that intention, which is not for oneself, but rather for the host, where the restriction is over oneself and the intentions, the thoughts, for the benefit of the host, will increase and grow to the point where we begin to feel the new reality. And of course, we cannot accomplish this ourselves. All of the changes come via the reforming light from the Creator. The Creator will finish for me, but He will finish it, and I must begin. Meaning that I must make an effort to always do the things which I'm allowed to do and things which are laid upon me to do, to find that I'm incapable of doing them, and not to despair, rather to the contrary, to give thanks for the fact that there is a Creator, that I can ask things of Him, and then to ask, and then the Lord will finish for me. And so, it turns out that on every stage of my spiritual work, if it's truly a spiritual action, meaning where I ask correctly and I receive power from above, a force which corrects me correctly, then it turns out that Israel, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator, I always need to establish a relationship with the friends who I can sense with my senses, they're right there before me, but I correct my relationships with them, how I relate to them, with the help of the Creator. Israel, Oraita, Kucha, Brichu are one. And so, it means that I'm establishing the love of friends from me to them, with the help of the Creator. And from that, then, I come from the love of friends to the love of the Creator. And this, essentially, is the center of our attention, where we should be focused, and that's how we should work. So let's see it in the verses, in the excerpts, and try to establish ourselves correctly, please.
We are in excerpt number 25 from Bala Sulam Shamari 219, Devotion. Bala Sulam says, the servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that the body does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in wholeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then, because there is no validity and taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels bitter, and each act causes him horrendous suffering. Since the body is not accustomed to work in vain, either the work should benefit oneself or others. But during the katnut, smallness, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since one does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. And also, one does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to himself. So what pleasures would others have of it? Then the suffering is harsh. And the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount until the Creator has mercy on him and gives him the taste in the servitude of the Creator, as it is written, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Again, the servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that the body does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in wholeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then, because there is no validity and taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels bitter, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others. But during the katnut, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since one does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. And also, one does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to himself. So what pleasure would others have of it? Then the suffering is harsh. And the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount until the Creator has mercy on him and gives him the taste in the servitude of the Creator, as it is written, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high.
How do we overcome? How do we overcome a state where we don't feel any advancement, where we don't feel strength, where we don't feel where we should advance to? Where we don't feel even a place of, they say, devotion here, that I need to achieve devotion. What is devotion? To whom to be devoted? To whom to give my soul? Where is that soul? What's going on here? So how can I position myself correctly in every state I'm in? In mind and heart, in thought and feeling, how do I answer myself, me? How do I respond to the state I'm in? What are the order of actions which I must carry out in order to respond correctly to whatever state I'm in? Please, you can speak all together or by turn. Just do it quickly. Baal Sulam writes that until the suffering and the exertion accumulate into a certain measure, until the Creator has mercy upon one and gives him a taste in the servitude of the Creator. What does it mean that the sufferings and the labor accumulate to reach a certain amount? What amount, to what measure do they need to accumulate? Please, go ahead.
reach this desirable connection.
Love. How can we paint to ourselves this picture of a state where we in the ten come to despair from thinking about ourselves, from being concerned for ourselves individually, and are willing to think only about the ten, for the sake of the ten, to switch the emphasis, the focus, from my own personal concern to being concerned with my integration with the ten? How can we describe to ourselves such a state where we actually let go, each one lets go of his self, his beast, and wants to integrate into the ten? Please.
The efforts that we make,
Rav, how should we organize or set our thought about ourselves, meaning the crucial and necessary concern we should have for ourselves? When do we think about ourselves, each one about himself? He must be concerned with himself, but in what way? Where I care for myself, I make sure to get everything I need to the minimal extent, whatever I need to exist. And then I'm concerned with the environment completely. And then when I find that in order to keep existing and caring for the society, then it means I'm discovering what my bare necessity is. So go ahead. All right, so it's clear that we need to be constantly immersed in the building of the society. So we need to think constantly of the ten. And if I see, as I'm engaged with them, that I need something for myself in order to strengthen myself, in order to add more to them, then I do that. And that is called necessary or essential. It's all from being immersed in them. Next question. We are now changing our tents. We kept changing them on a daily basis for a few days, and now it's every 3 days. Do I feel that I should change my attitude towards the ten every moment, or several times a day perhaps, and not to actually replace the ten itself? Rather, it should be as new to you every day as it is written. So why does it matter? Why do you need to change them? Or they can be different tens, because I'm already disconnected from corporeality and I'm locked on the true spiritual idea, or perhaps not. Do I feel, due to these changes in the tens, the random tens, that it doesn't matter to me what ten it is, and the same ten can be random for me because it keeps changing, and I have to constantly establish my work?
Each time, and you.
Love. How can we describe a state of the partsuf?
Partsuf. In
which there exists the tzimtzum, restriction, and the masach, the screen. Where is my own personal desire? Where is the group's desire? And my intention in regards to myself, my intention regarding the group, where is all of that in the patsuf that I wish to build? Right? Of course, this is the Rosh, the head. Right, go on, discuss. I don't have so much to write.
I didn't understand it. How? Where the Masach? How the ten is the Masach? Talk about what?
How do I form a spiritual partsuf from myself and the group? Group's benefit being more important than my own.
Rav, the desires that are below the siyum, what desires are those? It says desires on the bottom. There is a partsuf, it is all holy, and there's another part of it. We read here and there, he talks about it, but we don't take care of it because there's nothing to take care of. These are all desires that are in order to receive. It's an abyss, it's darkness. Everything is quiet. When I decide to relate only to the society, only to the friends, only to the connection, to give myself to them, to be inside of them, which means with respect to the Creator, it's the same. So where am I? What is my action? Where am I? In the pe of the Rosh, right? That is, my attitude to the group, to the Creator, is first of all here, in the Rosh. Here is it's the Creator and the group. And then everything that I can attribute to them, I do it. Next, what calculation do I do next? How much can I bestow to them, right? How much can I bestow to them? That's it. That is the calculation that I make in the pay of the Rosh. How do I do this calculation? Niv?
An effort to connect,
okay? As much as I can cause connection to them. And in that connection which I cause, what do I do with it? You? Yeah, well, if not you, give it to somebody else. Well, Akoka is writing things down. Others are asleep there. So it's only you, yeah?
You're supposed to discover rejection, hatred there.
Where?
In the efforts to connect. Otherwise, there won't be a masach, there won't be resistance, there won't be anything to put the masach over, there won't be prayer.
Rejection. What kind of rejection do I cause?
It's discovered, the rejection.
Towards whom?
Towards the connection, towards the efforts I'm making, towards this tendency to connect.
Rejection cannot be revealed towards connection. Rejection can be revealed towards a desire. When I discover a desire for connection, it's a force. Connection is something which is just something abstract, vague, outside of me. When I want to reach connection, when I press in that direction against my pressure, I feel resistance, right? Right. This resistance towards connection is called my egoistic desire. That it is called an ego, right?
Yes.
So, the more I press, the more I press towards connection, chibu, against that I will feel that I have my ego, my will to receive. Then I see it, right? This will to receive, let's say that I overcome it. And of course, it's through the group and with the help of the Creator. I invite a prayer, and in return, I get mad, everything is okay, and I make an action. The action that I make will already be an action of the Rosh, of the Pertsuf, right?
Yes.
Yes. The this egoistic will to receive that I worked on and I rose above it, that I couldn't work with it because it remained a will to receive, it falls down here. Here it's Daat, reason, but I am above reason. So down here it's reason, Daat. If so, tell me. Each one should tell the others, how do we build a partsuf through a person's attitude, relation to the group? Please. Tzimtzum, Masach, O Chozer, restriction screen and reflected light, no more than that. The decision that when I have a group towards which I establish my attitude called Pertsuf. So, please.
Well, as usual, we follow Rabash.
Rav, talk between you. Don't look at that sketch. Maybe it's incorrect. It doesn't matter. Well, what does it matter? The most important is that we will come closer to it through some inner understanding. All in all, I want to show them that it's in our hands, it's right here ahead of us, but with respect to the attitude of each one, to the group, please.
More space within me.
Rav, I see this sketch before me. Does it help me be more practical, aimed more towards the group, towards connection, towards bestowal, until I raise man, and I ask for the forces, and I build a masach. Does such a depiction help me be more focused in the right direction? Explain to each other.
Yeah, but it does.
Rav, let us talk about this sketch in an emotional manner. What is the Rosh, Chibur, connection, the group, and the Creator within it, that towards them I have to establish my attitude? Do I have it? Do I not have it? And the Rosh also, it will be a Rosh, on the condition that I will have a calculation of bestowing through the group within the society to the Creator. Then I will have a Rosh. How do I build it? How, inside of this Rosh, in my attitude to the group, I begin to receive thoughts that are already spiritual thoughts, and then it will be considered that I have a Rosh and the right calculations of how much can I bestow to them and to the Creator inside of them. This is all the Rosh. So, first of all, we should build the Rosh. Everything begins with the Rosh. Maybe there's only a Rosh and there's no goof, no body. There's no force to the body. So to build something in actuality, to bring it from the mind, from potential to action, from a thought to an action, maybe there's only a Rosh. So, first of all, let's think about that. And then, when I already feel that I'm in the group and I want to carry out an action of connection with them, that as much as I accumulate and gather them, they gather, because the group is whatever I imagine to myself. It's not that it exists outside of me. And the creator who is in the group is a force that is there, but in exile, and I want to discover it. This is the force of connection between us, first of all. So, here there is a process where I care about the connection of the friends, and later on I begin to discover that the essence of the connection itself is the creator. And that way, bit by bit, I establish the Rosh. And after I have established the Rosh, and I'm in it already, and the group has become for me something that is as one body, one goof, and the Creator is there, and bestowing to the friends or bestowing to the Creator is one and the same, truly, I think about how much can I and how can I start making that calculation. How much through my forces can I bestow to the group or the Creator? It truly doesn't matter. And that way I begin to make these calculations in the Rosh with my desire, with the desire to bestow, the desire to receive. I try to expand the boundaries of Kedusha, of sanctity within me, to make the Rosh bigger and bigger. When the Rosh is small, it is Nefesh, a bigger Rosh, it's also Ruach, and also Neshama, etc. So that it's not greater light or lesser light, it is the essence of the connection between us. And how much to the depth of the connection between us, I and the group connect. If I can connect on a certain oviyut, coarseness, with the group, to be devoted to them, it is called the oviyut of Shoresh. If the oviyut, the coarseness, is greater and I can be devoted, it's oviyut Aleph, etc. And that way we build the Rosh. And then, and of course here it's with the prayer and all the works, I don't have forces, I'm constantly in contact with the Creator. Israel, the light and the Creator, is working here all the time until I begin to see in it the natural work. I get used to it. At first it was when I don't feel and I don't see it, like a little child who doesn't feel what's going on so much in the attitude between people, the society, etc.
And more and more, there's the understanding, the taste of what is above, what is below, reason, where am I, where is the group, where is the Creator, and so on. That is our work. We won't go more in this, because there is all of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of adhesion, is fully in that. Questions? Yes?
What happens before the construction of the Rosh? What builds the Rosh?
That's a good question. Pity I didn't ask it. Meaning, what is there before the Rosh? How do I build the Rosh? How do I reach a state that I'm even thinking about it? Rosh is the calculation to the extent that I'm capable of being in adhesion with the group and in adhesion with the Creator. In adhesion with the group, I build the vessels of Rosh. In the adhesion with the Creator, I build my action with the light. That's why it has to be together. here you can't escape this or that. You can't escape the group or the creator. So it's only the connection, the devotion. Just like the previous question, when am I thinking of my necessity? Either before everything, would I need to take care of myself, supply myself with something, and then take care of the group, or when I take care of the group, first of all, then out of necessity, I need to take care of myself. That's called a necessity. So these calculations lift me to the Rosh.
Where am I in the drawing?
Who is I? Who do you identify with?
The one who builds the Rosh before there is a Rosh.
A point. It's over here. You're right. Let's draw it here. Here is this point. This is truly a gift from above. Yes.
Two questions. In all the questions you've raised, there it's seemingly about an individual.
How does an individual become an integral part of the group? He disappears there, and then only the group is as one, with the creator. And then they too are one.
But when we talk about the Rosh, it's not such as me. We've come to some connection where we have to talk about the Rosh. Before that, we can't talk about the Rosh of the Partsuf.
We haven't yet reached this connection. We're in the understanding that we need to build this connection and be included in it. And the connection between us will be called the Rosh of the Partsuf. From it and onwards, we need to act, we need to build our attitude, build bestowal. Meanwhile, Rosh is just thoughts of connection and later on thoughts of bestowal. There's only Rosh with a view of Shoresh. It doesn't have anything or anyone to bestow to, and then it becomes the desire in the Rosh becomes formed until it's decided that it can also do something back in return.
Another question. When you said that desires, when there's a resistance to connection, desires fall. These are desires that fall below to the siyum. What desires are these? I thought the desires with regards to connection.
Let's say all the desires are for oneself. No desire disappears. There is no desire that disappears, and as it was, it remains. But you could say, where does he have new desires from? Those same desires that he has in the left, they undergo correction and they move to right. But otherwise, you wouldn't have choice. You need to constantly be between these two, between on this scale, and you're in the middle. And to constantly hold on to the middle, not more nor less.
And at the siyum,
when you can't overcome them and only make a restriction upon them.
But there are common desires already. Yeah,
they're partners in a way that I don't want to work with them in order to receive and in order to bestow. I can't. That is called siyum.
But is it me or we? That's unclear.
It's me with respect to the group. Here we're talking about a person with respect to the group. That's why we had questions. When we move from the random 10, the question was that I asked, can I renew the work with the 10? Because then all this switching around is just to awaken us, to give us a feeling that it has to switch. But really, we need to search for the rotation of the tens, of the groups, constantly in us. And not that it needs to happen externally, that's just redundant.
Good morning. The masach that we build, is it common to the 10, or is it each and everyone's individual?
each one individually, each one individually towards the ten, and all of our masachim screens connect. Why? Because we want to bestow upon the Creator, because in that our heart will be joyful. Each one can bestow upon the group and connect to the group and to be in devotion towards the friends. But the true devotion that we are truly connecting is that we're feeling that all of our connections are leading to something special, to a certain point that isn't related to anyone but to everyone together, and that is the Creator. That's how it works. Okay? All right. Good. I'm happy that we have some questions. There aren't many questions. It's relatively clear. Yes, Asaf.
Rav, could it be that the drawing, the Rosh Toch Sof that you drew, is all of that the Rosh, and under that is the Guf?
What is the Guf?
If we say that below the Siyum there are desires in order to receive for myself, that's the Guf.
To myself, these are desires in order to receive.
So that's the Guf.
No, that's not the Guf of the Partsuf. It's bestowal, and all the desires in which I can't bestow, that I'm not using, that I'm kicking them aside, casting them away, that is called below Partsuf. That's darkness. Here is darkness. Darkness.
Ken.
Yep.
Sir.
Okay.
Minsk.
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 Вопрос из Минска. Если я
Question from Minsk. If I don't begin to invest in the group, then basically I don't activate my point in the heart. Is that correct?
Correct.
Ashkelon.
Okay, we are here in Ashkelon together with the Ashdod group, Rehovot group, Kiryat Gat, Revadim. There's a warm connection here from the heart. And we're asking how to make one step towards checking and calculating. How do I know that I made one step, and then how do I move from number two to number three? How does it work?
Okay. Everything starts from a point. A point. I need to discover it. When I discover this point that pushes me forward, what exactly is it pushing me to? To the purpose of creation, to the purpose of life. I gradually find that the purpose of my life is through the connection to reveal the Creator. To reach the Partsuf of Adam HaRishon, I can draw that here, how it was before the shattering, after the shattering, how it was destructed, meaning divided into many parts. And the correction is that I accept a group as the necessary structure in which I need to be included in. And then I try to include myself in the group. I calculate to what extent I'm capable to constantly include myself. So I make a calculation. What of my desires that are constantly being awakened in me? Out of those desires, which ones of them can I relate to the group and through the group to the Creator? And whatever I can't, it goes out as waste. Let's say that I'm building from this concept of mine, the group. Well, let's say part of it is in 20% of the group I can include myself in, and beyond that I don't have the strength. So, to the extent that I'm capable every moment of including myself in the group, for their benefit, for our benefit, for the benefit of the Creator. Well, these calculations are still blurry. All this here is called Rosh. That's it. And this is above me. Because to the extent I can relate these desires to the group, that I relate them to connection inside the group, then these desires, these mutual desires that I've already related to the group, I then find that the friends, this term, this concept, the friends, the group, they're already there, they're waiting for me, and I can work with them. According to my attitude, according to the extent that I try and penetrate and connect to them, accordingly, I find that they're already ready for it, that it's everything was done by the Creator to me, and if I connect with them, well, of course, there are problems here and with the friends and etc. But I understand that it's the Creator who stabilizes these disturbances with respect to me, that it's not the friends, it's the Creator depicting this in order for me to correct myself with additional understanding, additional adhesion to Him. That at the end of the day, I don't have anyone else to work with other than Him. The group is only in between in order to disturb, in order to make clear the incompatibilities between myself and the Creator. And then, that is how, through that, I build the Rosh. And when I build it, I'm included in them. Now, how do I then work? From building the Rosh, I start actually doing it. Meaning, if we're talking about Toch and Sof, they're seemingly in the same Rosh. All I'm doing is continuing this action in adhesion, in scrutiny, to the action itself. Not like we draw it above and below. This is just schematically. But it's just inside. And then I do this action with all of my thoughts, all of my efforts to be included in them, and in that, I actually start feeling there's man here, right? You can see. There's man here. And there's also mud. So I get strength from above. And from that I'll have a masach. And then I start working actively. I get strength from the Creator, which is the force of connection and love. And I can already work with something with the force I got from Him. And by that, I connect. By that, I organize them into a group, all of the desires, all of the calculations, everything together. They all seem to me as friends. Why friends? Because I feel in them my personality, the one that is contradicts connection. Wherever it doesn't contradict it, then we're covering up in this single blanket. And where it is contradicting, then I see a Coca's face and Niv's face in this, and they're all disgusting. And then, thank God, I see them now in a very clear way. And I continue working. This is the Rosh of the Partsuf, the group, and then the Toch of the Partsuf, and whatever I'm not capable of doing, when I sort out all my relations, my feelings until here and no further, meaning all the scrutinies are on the edges, on the border. The more or less, that's where we attain the more subtle things that In these borders between the Rosh and Toch, and between the Toch and Sof, that is where I feel the Zivug of Hakah. That is where I feel the Bitush, Pnim, and Makif, more or less. And from that, I build the next Pertzuf. Well, we'll learn about it, but what I wanted is, let us start thinking schematically, all of Taas, everything from the beginning until the end of correction, you can put in this single illustration, single drawing.
Why is the place of Dvekut in the Toch and not the Rosh?
Dvekut, adhesion, is an action that I'm already working after the calculation when I raise man and I receive mud. And it's clear to me with what I can and can't work. I, in adhesion, make this calculation from this point of adhesion that I and the group and the Creator make a calculation, and from this calculation I already start working with my desires. I start giving myself the possibility, the opportunity to be this conduit, to pass all of the abundance through me to the group.
Isn't the calculation the action?
No. Calculation is the calculation, because after the calculation you have Tzimtzum, Masach, Or Chuzer, Zivug De'aka in general, and many actions are inside.
All right, so...
And you clearly differentiate your thought and your action. So calculation is only calculation.
So Rosh isn't the highest state.
Not that it's high or not. It's high because it decides. It does everything, and whatever's in the Rosh spreads to the guf, to the body.
So then, what do you yearn for? You yearn to build a Rosh, or you want the Toch? You want to have the Toch?
All of my desires, I yearn for them to be in utter devotion. Mesirut nefesh, not ruach, not nor neshama, in mesirut nefesh, utter devotion. And from that onwards, I build.
And how do you need to do that division then?
No, Rosh is first. After the thought, I continue the action. Like when you want to with building a house, you remember, right? That's enough. All right.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Boker tov lekulam. Good morning, everyone. My point is at the peh. If I want to ask something for the 10, how to make sure that I don't think of myself? We call it raising man. Let's say a desire that the group will connect between us. How do I make sure that I don't think of myself?
You're already asking about a second action before you've even finished the first one. How do I work? Excuse me. How do I work from my point in the heart? In the Rosh, I need to be included in them. And whatever I can't include myself in, I need to sort it out and take it out of use. That it immediately falls out of the future siyum, only in the desires that I can adhere to as a point inside the society. These desires I leave That is the first action. When I am with them as a point, I now check myself. To what extent can I benefit them? Towards attaining the goal, towards adhering to the Creator. And then the point begins to expand as much as possible. And that is how I advance. That's it. These are the calculations. Yes.
Zamir from Zichron is asking, what's the difference between the part called the Sof of the Partsuf and the part called Siyum?
The Sof of the Partsuf are the desires of sanctity, that they have no masach to do anything with them, but not to do, I do have the strength not to use them in order to receive. That's why it's called the Sof of the Partsuf. And also, on that Sof, you have the five Prinot, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, because in every desire, you find that you have part of the desire with which you can't use. 20% you have of all the desires you have in Toch, and 80% of the desires you have in Sof. That if you use all of the desires you have in the Sof, then eventually you reach an Igul, a circle.
He keeps asking, where is the component of pleasure in this whole work of the Potsuf?
Where is the component of pleasure? Pleasure is from Rosh to Toch, if you decide you can receive in order to bestow. What does it mean to receive in order to bestow? That you pass through you from the Creator as an upper, the light, the upper light, to the entire group. Do you understand?
Ali Elyon.
There is Ali Elyon, and there is Elyon and Tachton. So Ali Elyon is the Creator, the Elyon is me, the Tachton is the group. Why is the Tachton the group? Because what I can bring to the group, no one else can. Each one is part of Adam HaRishon, a special part. And that's why I, towards the group, as an upper one. That's why I pass on the abundance through me to the group. That's it. That's why that's why the group is like my goof, or more accurately, the toch, also the sof. And by that we build through the Creator, we build the Rosh. Okay? Go on, Amikam.
This partsuf is actually, it doesn't work in permanency. These are states that come and go. What I'm asking is, we talked about in the last previous part of the lesson about the quota, where does it all accumulate? And
everything is in Rosh. Everything is in Rosh. The Partsufim, everything is in the same Partsuf.
So what's the purpose then of the Guf and the Siyum, if so?
Adhesion. The Guf eventually has to connect completely to Toch. There is no Sof, there is only Toch. And then that's the end of correction of what the Creator illuminates in the Rosh, it will be in the it will be passed on to the Guf, and inspiring the created being to the Creator.
When is this Masach at the Pe'ov Rosh? When does it flip? When does it raise Man? And then when does it turn to the Guf and the Siyum?
That's constantly the same Masach in practice, in action.
Same quality of the masach?
No, there are differences. 20, 30 actions there. If you take cause and consequence, you'll see. Go, okay. The study of the 10 Sefirot.